first Bible reading this morning from the Old Testament is from Genesis chapter 25, reading from verse 19 to 34. It's the birth of Esau and Jacob. This is the story of Abraham's son Isaac. Isaac was 40 years old when he married Rebekah, the daughter of Bethuel, an Aramean from Mesopotamia, and sister of Laban. Because Rebekah had no children, Isaac prayed to the Lord for her. The Lord answered his prayer, and Rebekah became pregnant. She was going to have twins, and before they were born, they struggled against each other in her womb. She said, "Why should something like this happen to me?" So she went to ask the Lord for an answer. The Lord said to her, "Two nations are within you. You will give birth to two rival peoples. One will be stronger than the other. The older will serve the younger." The time came for her to give birth, and she had twin sons. The first one was reddish, and his skin was like a hairy robe, so he was named Esau. The second one was born holding on tightly to the heel of Esau, so he was named Jacob. Isaac was 60 years old when they were born. The boys grew up, and Esau became a skilled hunter, a man who loved the outdoor life. But Jacob was a quiet man and who stayed at home. Isaac preferred Esau because he enjoyed eating the animals Esau killed, but Rebekah preferred Jacob. One day while Jacob was cooking some bean soup, Esau came in from hunting. He was hungry and said to Jacob, "I'm starving. Give me some of that red stuff." That is why he was called Edom. Jacob answered, "I will give it to you if you give me your rights as a firstborn son." Esau said, "All right, I'm about to die. What good will my rights do me then?" And Jacob answered, "First make a vow that you will give me your rights." Esau made the vow and gave his rights to Jacob. Then Jacob gave him some bread and some of the soup. He ate and drank, and then got up and left. That was all Esau cared about, his rights as the firstborn son. Amen.